Is your margarita endangered? This is Sandrit Singlo with the lowdown on science. Insects like bees and butterflies are known for their pollinating prowess. When they feed on the sweet nectar from flowers, pollen rubs off on their legs. This pollen transfers to other flowers so they can grow fruit. Bats and birds also pollinate plants. How does their work compare to their bug-eyed friends? That's where Fabrizia Ratto and colleagues at the University of Southampton come in. They reviewed over 100 experiments on plants pollinated by mammals, such as bats and birds. They found something curious. When plants are separated from their furry or feathery pollinators, they produce less fruit. On average, there's nearly a two-thirds drop in productivity. When bat pollinators went away, even less fruit was made. The drop was over 80%. Bats are the main pollinator of the agave plant, used to make tequila. Many of these animals' habitats are shrinking. Protecting these areas will help save plant life, especially in tropical climates where the large pollinators are most common. In the meantime, consider inviting Dracula to your Margarita Mondays. Salut!
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communications and 89.3 KPCC. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.